Zvachim Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel 12:3, continuing on the topic of the hide of the animal, that leather, who gets to keep it, says the Mishnah, Olas Kadshim Kalim Labalim. When it comes to Kadshim Kalim, so that means we're talking here about, like, say, a Shlamim or a Toda, etc. So a person brings the korban and he gets the meat essentially, and he also keeps the hide for himself. The source that the hide goes to the person specifically is actually a drash from a pasuk as well. As for the va'oros kadshei kadshim, the hides of kadshei kadshim, meaning besides for the ola, but also now the asham and the chatas, who get those hides, also the kohanim goes to kohanim as well. Now, the base of that, says our Tana, Rabbi Yishmael, is the Tana, actually, as Gemara explains, it's a kol v'chomer, says he. Ma'im ola shlo zachu bivsara zachu ba'ora. Look, when it comes to an ola, kadshei kadshim, the kohanim get the hide even though they don't get the meat. So for sure, kachay kachem shazachu b'vsara, when it comes to the other kachay kachem, like chatas and nasham, so the kohanim get everything, they get the meat, so it stands to reason, eno din sheyizka b'ora, shouldn't they get the hide as well? Straightforward enough. Now, you might have an objection, perhaps, says the Mishnah, that there's a difference that might be a big deal, which is, an ola is very different, ola is a burned offering. And so, like, maybe because you're burning the meat, the hide is different than an animal you're not burning the meat. So says the Mishnah, no, ein mizbeach yochiach, you can't bring any objection to the kol v'chomer from the fact that the mizbeach should, like, somehow ruin the kol v'chomer because it gets the flesh, and maybe that's why. Because no, she'ein lo or mikol makom. In any case, there's never a thought of the hide going to the mizbeach. It's just a question of the ola is essentially some of the animal goes to the kohanim and some goes to the mizbeach. So for sure, when it comes to chatas asham, where essentially all the animal minus the emorim goes to the kohanim, for sure the hide should go as well. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns. The truth is, the Gemara says the chacham don't actually agree with that kol v'chomer, and they actually have a different drasha from a pasuk, but the din would be the same, that indeed the hides of an asham and a chatas go to the kohanim who are serving from that base av on that day.